High Commissioner Zaid said improvements in cases of sexual violence involving security forces had been made, and he praised President Kabir's personal commitment on the issue. He also commended the government's efforts in bringing several of its peacekeepers to trial who'd been accused of sexual abuse serving in the Central African Republic. But he said there was rising tension in the country as electoral deadlines approached, which had led to clear violations of citizens' rights across the DRC, notably in freedom of expression and peaceful assembly.
No crisis is inevitable if relevant stakeholders are working together and working with the international community. And whatever tensions we see, we believe can be dealt with through a strict adherence to human rights obligations and standards.
Zaid said that he would be submitting a list of people who his office believed were being unjustly detained, and the government had agreed to work with the UN to resolve the issue. He added that other commitments had been made by ministers and state actors to improve human rights conditions, but the key test would be to see if changes were actually being made on the ground. Matthew Wells, United Nations.